From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring George Morgan.
Want to ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. Oh, I bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, and we'll coast down the hill, you and me. Oh, won't you ride in my little red wagon, 'cause you are my sweetheart to be. Here's Don David. Come to the hilltop, and we'll coast down the hill, you and me. Now won't you ride in my little red wagon, 'cause you are my sweetheart to be. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, folks, and a great big welcome to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Say, Grant Turner, tell the folks who's with us tonight.
Well, a great big buckboard of Grand Ole Opry favorites like Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Moon Mullican, Chet Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
And then some, Grantland, because I invited over two good neighbors by the name of Charlie and Ira, the Lubin brothers. Yes, sir. They'll be out later. But like I said, I invited the Lubins over to visit tonight, but this next fella I didn't invite. He drops in every Saturday night, invited or not, and believe me, we don't mind a bit. That's because he's everybody's buddy, Rod Brasfield. Let's get him out here.
Rod. Good to see you tonight.
Thank you, Glad.
I'm so mad I could eat a bun lander.
You're mad?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What are you mad about?
Well, I got insulted in church last Sunday.
You got insulted in church?
Yeah. Fella walked up to me and says, "Pew."
Oh. That's all.
Would you like to buy some butter?
Butter?
Yeah. Well, butter, don't... just pure old butter. Just butter.
Well, I don't know, Rod. Is it molded?
Molded?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It's getting pretty old, but I don't think Mommy would sell it if it is molded.
Oh, no. I don't want no butter either. Now, forget the butter part, will you? Look, what I want to know is, I haven't seen you and your gal Susie together in a long time. How's she getting along?
That gal is just fine, but she is getting to be so dumb it's pitiful.
What's the matter with her?
Well, her sister had a baby the other day, a little boy, cutest little old thing you ever saw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, good.
And she went down to the dime store and bought something for the little baby.
Yeah.
Bought a half dozen diapers.
Uh-huh.
And the lady told her they'd cost $1.98.
Yeah.
And it'd be 5 cents for the tax. Susie looked up at her and said, "Well, we don't want no tax. We're going to pin them on just like everybody else does."
What are you going to do?
Not only that, but I'm telling you, she's had her hair fixed. You ain't seen her lately, have you?
No.
She's a peroxide blonde now.
She's a blonde now.
Yeah,
well.
She's a peroxide blonde.
Well.
Her hair is so yellow that every time I take her to a baseball game, she thinks she's got to sit on the bleachers.
Hey, Rod, I want to know one thing. I haven't heard a word from Uncle Sipe lately. Will you tell me how he's getting along?
Oh, poor old Uncle Sipe. George, poor old Uncle Sipe has been sick.
He has?
Yeah, he's been down in bed sick with the rheumatism.
He has?
Yeah, he went to his doctor, and the doctor told him, he says, "Sipe, just don't drink nothing but water. Lots of water."
Why?
And he said, "Don't drink nothing but water, and your joints won't get stiff, see?"
Oh, yeah.
The only trouble with that is the joints that Uncle Sipe get stiff in don't serve water. Well, I've got to go.
Well,
Can I say something
to your brother, Bill?
My brother, Bill Morgan?
Go ahead. Bill Morgan.
Yeah.
This sure is a little tongue twister about Bill Morgan.
Oh, I like them.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, all right, here it is. Bill had a billboard.
Yeah.
Bill also had a board bill. The board bill bored Bill so much that he sold his billboard to pay his board bill. After Bill sold his billboard to pay his board bill, his board bill didn't board Bill. Good night.
How about that?
Say, how do you test a car before you buy it, George?
Well, Grant, in my case, I take it out on the road.
Now, how would you test smoking tobacco?
Well, the way I did with Prince Albert, Grant. I taste-tested it.
Well, you're not alone in that respect. Every minute of every pipe-smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. And there's good reason for this approval. You see, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own exclusive process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of choice mellow ripe tobacco. So you can be sure of natural tobacco taste along with cool, comfortable smoking every time you light up with PA.
And don't forget, fellas, PA is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm and smokes smooth and long burning.
That's right, fellas. PA is naturally best for pipes and making cigarettes. So get yourself some Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, we don't have to dream up a fancy introduction for these next fellas coming out to join us, because all of us and all of you have known them and liked them for a long, long time. They're great country music folks. They sing great and they write good country songs. Let's say hello to Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers. How about a big hand for them? Howdy, fellas. Ira, tell us a little bit about yourself, buddy. Where you been?
Oh, George, we've been so busy, I just couldn't begin to tell you. We've been singing and playing in Nebraska, and Florida, Texas, and all over the country.
I bet everywhere you've been singing those fine Capitol Record numbers you've been making,
yes,
right?
Yes, we sure have, George.
I understand that Ira and Charlie, have one of the biggest songs in the country music today. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I think I do, George, and we're very, very grateful. Would you like for us to sing it right now?
I sure would. What's the name of it?
I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby.
Bye.
Last night, my dear, the rain was falling.
I went to bed so sad and blue.
Then I had a dream of you.
Underneath the harvest moon,
I was thinking about you, and then you met me in the moonlight.
The stars were shining in your eyes,
but another was that too.
But I was shaking more inside.
I was still wondering who. Your arm was resting on his shoulder.
You smiled at him, he smiled at you.
His eyes were filled with victory. He said, my sister wants to marry.
Then my heart was filled with thee.
I knew that you would marry me.
Thank you, Charlie and I. Right now, it's bird answer time at the Grand Ole Opry. So Don Schlemann, let her go. Here's Lou Silvery.
Circulate back and everybody swing. head. Swing one eye, swing ball, swing a cat of Arkansas. Swing a high, swing a low, swing around and go see the Lord. All right, ladies, can you go to the center and just catch air? Hold you, don't let her air. Humps, humps, that whoa, boy, go center. Step, please, step on, please, step on.
Folks, we've asked Ira and Charlie, the Lubin brothers, to help us on our sacred song tonight, and we've picked a hymn that we believe is one of the best-known spiritual selections of all time. We hope you like the way we do it, Nearer, My God, to Thee.
Nearer, my God, that raiseth me.
Still all my song shall be nearer, my God, to Thee.
Nearer, my God, to Thee.
Nearer.
The way appear, O Lord, steps up towards heaven. All that thou hast sendest me, in mercy thou hast given. Or if on joyful wing, cleaving the sky, sun, moon, and stars forgot, upward I fly.
Angels to bear.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, George, have you got any muss when it comes to smoking tobacco?
Oh, I sure do, Grant. You know, it's got to roll easy, and it's got to taste mild.
And there, friends, you have two important reasons why Prince Albert is America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. You see, P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And the natural flavor of fine choice tobacco is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. So you get a mild, tasty smoke with every making cigarette you light up.
And being crimp cut, P.A. won't blow around or dribble out the ends. It rolls up neat and firm in an OCB paper.
Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, we're heading for the old piano here on the stage of the Ryman, because all set to play for us is a fellow we don't see enough of, the king of the country music piano players, Moon Mullican, and you don't have to be a baby to cry.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you need is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry. Heart will lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, my golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me, a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eyes, why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry. Raindrops in my eyes, why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry.
All right. Yes, sir, Moon Mullican playing and singing one of his own fine songs, You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. Hey, let's clear the way here, because I see we're about to have a visit from the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, Sir George, I wish you'd went with us this past week. We've been on a tour way out in New Mexico and Colorado and Texas and... Oh, you know, they've got some beautiful farmland out there around Texas, you know?
Oh, yes, they have.
Hey, by the way, we've got... Listen, you know, right here in this audience tonight, the Grand Ole Opry's proud to have young Joe Moore, who was voted the Star Farmer of the United States.
Well, that's nice.
And he's here tonight. Joe, we're awful glad to have you. I tell you, I love to go out there in the West. That's where, you know, when I got ready to leave home, Uncle Nabob said when he knew I was going out West, he said, "Gal, bring me back one of them 10-gallon hats full."
Oh.
Oh, ain't no flies on Uncle Nabob. Not since we got DDT. Well, sir, we went out on one of them ranches while we was in Texas, and they asked me, one of them Texas fellers, they had some Western horses out there, and he asked me if I wanted to ride one. I said, "Well, I ain't never rid one of them horses like that, but I'll try." He said, "Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pick you out this horse right here. It ain't never been rode before, and you ain't never rid a horse like that before, so you all can both start out together." We started out together, but we didn't end that way. Woo! I'm telling you, that horse throwed me so high up in the sky, the birds is building nests in my hip pocket. I'm telling you. Ooh, and when I come down, oh, me, I must have fell for 30 days. I'm telling you, it sure ruined my dignity. I've been off of the mantle so much, I'm telling you, I've been around that mantle so much, folks took to calling me Santa Claus. I'm scared to go to see anybody. I'm afraid they'll say, "Well, come in and sit down." Well, so though, we went to one of them Indian reservations while we was out there in New Mexico, and I kind of got separated from the rest of the Grand Ole Opry gang, and Furlin Husky was out there with us, and he was trying to find me, and he went up to one of them fine old Indians sitting there. He says, "I tell you," says, "I'm looking for Minnie Pearl," says, "I don't know whether you saw her or not." And that Indian said, "Ugh." He said, "Yeah, that's her. Which way did she go?" Bye now, see you next
week. Oh, my. That's real great, Minnie. Thank you a whole lot. Now, what do you folks say to another song by the Leuven Brothers? Would you like to hear them? Fellas, come on out here. Iris, suppose you just take over and tell us what you're going to do, huh?
Thank you very much, George. Thanks a lot. We'd like to do a sacred number for our next selection, If We Forget God.
If we forget God, Satan will lose. If we forget God, our nation is doomed.
The stories and pictures in most magazines now feature new styling unfit to be seen. They're placed on the newsstand where children can buy. When they go wrong, do we wonder why?
If we forget God, His mercy will flee, and sin will cover the land and the sea. If we forget God, forget God, our nation is doomed.
So many are climbing fame's golden hills by singing of evil that kill this world of thrills. But I'll sing of Jesus, and though they won't hear, God will bless me for doing His will.
If we forget God, His mercy will flee, and sin will cover the land and the sea. Forget God, Satan will rule. If we forget God, our nation is doomed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, here's a grand old Opry star just back from a visit on the Tennessee Ernie Ford Show. And he's playing his fine new RCA Victor instrumental, The Poor People of Paris. It's Chet Atkins. And now, folks, I'd like to tell you... Oh, Minnie Pearl, what are you doing back up here, honey?
Well, George, I know at this time you always do a ballad, and I just wondered if you'd do one of my favorites.
Well, Minnie, honey, I'd be glad to, but I don't know whether I know the words or the music to it.
I think you do. It's called I Walk Alone.
Oh, the old timer, I Walk Alone? All right, let's try it, fellas. Thank you, Minnie.
I walk alone where once we wandered. It seems so strange since you have gone. Till your return, I'll stay the same, dear. I'll still be true and walk alone. The flame of love is brightly burning. You know that I'm your very night I pray for your returning, but while you're gone, I'll walk
coming up, that looks like that's just about it for tonight, folks. But you'll be on hand the same time and place next week, because we're going to come calling for you in the old buckboard. The man in the driver's seat will be our old buddy Cowboy Copas, and he's bringing along Carl Butler. Till then, this is George Morgan saying, thanks for everything. Save a big spot in your heart for us, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's here. It's new. It's the wonderfully different new Cavalier cigarette, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Here is the really great smoking news about new Cavalier. The smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, great taste and great feel go together when you smoke new king-size Cavalier.
You win plenty with new Cavalier, plenty of naturally rich taste, lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. But that's not all you win. You get smooth smoke, easy-going smoke that feels as good as it tastes.
Today is the day to discover the fresh, wonderful feeling of new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
Win with new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program has been brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
This is WSM Nashville.